Nice.
This is a bottle cap.
No, just fight. Just
this is a bottle cap.
Oh, God's sake. There was already the sound effect.
Oh, the.
The
pages flipping.
No, that's for art. That's for art.
Are you talking about the sound of dial up? Because I like to dial into bottle caps of the movies that I'm watching.
I hate you.
I mean, you gotta hate somebody.
How about this movie? Do you hate this movie?
Not as much as you did, but I have things that I would definitely laugh about.
I don't think I hated it. I was just very bored.
Yeah. I had wish I had watched this before we had watched the first season of Primal.
Yeah. Yes.
Primal does all the things they tried to do so much better.
And that is so funny you said that, because I discovered this the same time I discovered Primal.
And you chose the wrong order to give this to our audience, because we would have been laughing about this and be like, oh my gosh, there's something so much better called Primal.
Yeah, I discovered this through, no, sorry. I've told this story before, but I was looking for, when we do arc analysis and stuff, I look for, which is what we cover,
boobs.
Arcs from various runs of comics, right? Sure. And butts too. So when I look for it, when I browse for them, sometimes things pop up that are interesting, and I saw this one cover. It said Fire and Ice, and it was a cover of a comic book, and I was like, I've never heard of that before. I'll click on that. And I opened it, and it was like based on some movie or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool.
The 1983 American animated dark fantasy adventure film?
Yeah. So then I was looked up the trailer. Okay. Look up the trailer. The top comment on that was like, this and Genndy Tartakovsky's Primal. Along with that are the most influential pieces of art I've ever seen. I was like, oh, what the hell is that? I'm like, if this is influential, then what's that? And then I looked up that one. That's how I discovered Primal, was through a comment on Fire and Ice's trailer, YouTube trailer. And then I was like, they look so different. I watched, and then so we watched Primal. It was amazing. And then we watched Fire and Ice. So I was like,
it is also amazing artistically.
Yes, I agree.
The look of it and the feel, especially if you put yourself in 1983, like,
yeah, that's how you kind of have to keep checking yourself. It's like, this is from 1980. This movie existed as it is before we were born.
Sure.
So it's like, okay.
But so that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse for like bad dialogue, no script.
No, it's not an excuse for that, but it's
poor acting.
But when you look at the art of it, it's pretty impressive for that time.
Those matted backgrounds that look like oil canvases are gorgeous.
Really cool. Just
rolling kind of ice age, turn of the century sort of. This is when Cro-Magnon man is first appearing, while like dinosaurs are still kind of in the mainstay. Looks beautiful. Interesting choices in terms of it's basically the land of like there's an ice kingdom and like a fire kingdom. You'll get into like the actual meat and potatoes, but like none of them like clothes except for like one kingdom who knows how to put a pelt on his body, and the panther dude who knows how to put a pelt on his head. Everyone else is walking with a loincloth or like a string bikini that manages to stay on in everything. So like that always threw me out of it, because I was just like, how do you guys not like, there's leaves, use the leaves. And she complains about it's getting cold now. I was like, yeah, man.
You have nothing on.
You're in a G-string. Yes, it's getting cold now.
Yeah,
there's things you could not avoid just because the practicality of it did not make sense. It
didn't make sense. Yeah, I agree.
But the look and the kind of feel of what you're pulling me into is a very interesting world.
This was a method they called rotoscoping. Is where the very first kind of iteration of any kind of CGI before it was ever, or motion capture, I should say. It's like the early days of motion capture where it's animated, but the way they move is very realistic because it's somebody doing it and they just kind of draw
trace
them
out,
Except for the princess. I'm pretty sure her body was
amplified.
Yes. That's the word I'm looking for.
I still think there's a stand in, but there's certain, like even when she's like in her bedroom, getting her lesson, she's like sprawled eagle and like rolling around. And
suggestive. It's very suggestive.
There's no way this girl would be doing this in front of her teacher.
Yeah.
Unless they had a thing going on. Like,
very suggestive. She is like, she is drawn the way she is drawn on purpose.
She's drawn like she's signed up for a penthouse spread magazine. And I'm dating myself with that, But the small people that understand the difference between a Playboy spread and a penthouse spread, hopefully will laugh at that joke.
Yeah.
Because Coke did it.
I am a altar boy.
You are. There's a lot of ass in this.
Yeah. Well, no. So you
don't breeze over that. There's a lot of man butt.
Tons. This. Oh, man butt. Oh, yeah. Fucking plenty. I'm not talking about
girl butt. We'll get over that. Like she's kind of the only heroine in it. Everyone else gets killed.
To show off the animation in the first few minutes, one guy grabs another guy's butt like drags his hand over the chair.
First 5 minutes, it's all butt because you're getting back butt flap, and I was like, "Come on, man! Like this is not gonna get." And then the one weird Ice King who's like, it also reminded me of He-Man and Skeletor.
Yeah,
but only the internet part where they just made everything. Yeah, like they gate up everything essentially and just freeze frame stuff to like make it more suggestive as it was
with a pinch of David Bowie.
He makes ice kind of form, but the way he does it is very suggestive.
He throws his head.
This is the first 5 minutes. This is not getting me warm to the world they're trying to build.
The ice is ejaculate for
like to a point that like icebergs will float up and like just crashing walls of water will shoot up.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's
very strange. So the write up
erotic.
The write up I had to describe this world is as follows: after the thawing of the Ice Age, an evil queen and her son Necron want to take over the world from their ice peak, where they create giant ice pillars to help them do it. Like you were just explaining, where he's like thrusting air to draw his shirt, just, like his robe's like coming off.
He's wearing like a silk kimono robe, and yeah. He's just like dry humping it as earth is forming between his thighs. So
that and these orc things are in it. One guy in a kingdom called Fire Keep. So there's Ice Peak and Fire Keep. They push back, and there's mostly naked princess being tossed around throughout and some monsters.
Yeah. And you didn't talk about Cool Panther Dude. But I didn't mention him.
Going back to
the orcs who like really didn't try and make them look monstrous. They kind of look like First Nation and Native American.
Yeah.
And are definitely drawn with darker skin than our blonde hair, blue eye savior.
Yes.
Like, there are messages that you should not adopt from this movie, because they definitely drew a line in the sand of like, this bad, this good, girl mine, club or the head. So yeah, definitely notice that immediately.
Yes.
So they're like, ugh, nug, mug, mug, mug.
Yeah. They're just, they're Neanderthals where he's like, he stands more straight, like he said, like the Aryan kind of.
Yep. He opened his eyes to like these baby blue eyes and can defeat like six.
Flowing hair.
Tribes.
Muscles.
Yeah. And listen, this movie would have been 45 minutes if they didn't show me every fucking running. Like they show every pace of step to get to what they need to get to. There is no editing. I saw him run from the background all the way into the foreground, and it was 2 minutes. It was annoying.
There was the slow motion backhand slap when the guy when the bad guy comes in to kidnap Tigra. Just that was
good though. I enjoyed that.
You ever seen a pond that deep?
No.
Deepest pond I've ever seen. Like she's in this little pond doing her thing, and then she like scuba dives. It's like, how did it get deep so fast?
Are you talking about when they both fall in and then they find the Kraken in there?
I think so. Yeah, I think no. When she's there, like the members, the orcs are taking her,
right?
And then she wants to go into the water, and she's trying. It's all like sexy and stuff. Yeah. And then she dives down and is just gone. And they're like, "What?" And it's like a pond. It's like a puddle. And she's just like,
there's odd choices all over. They chain her to another dude, and she tries to unchain herself by like cutting the chain with a knife. That doesn't work. So she drags this body and falls off a cliff, and nobody wakes up.
Yeah.
They apparently can get drunk. The one dude I liked in this was Dark Wolf, which was the guy with the panther mask on. I don't understand his motivation for anything. Motivation
at all, no.
I don't understand. He's literally whatever buttons you have to push on your fighting game to get your secret guy to come and do like a better combo. Because he would just show up and save Larn. His name's Larn.
he's the Lone Ranger. He would just come in and like... And, do the dirty work.
But constantly sacrifice himself. Like, no, go save girl. It's like, you should save the girl. You have an axe and a full tier. Yeah. Like, he had butt support on his loincloth. It's a weird movie.
She gets manhandled the entire time. Like, it's like
she holds her own. Like, she kills a couple dudes.
Yes. She chokes that one guy, right?
And she stabs the other dude that has her chained, right? But she's not dressed for the world that she's in.
No.
She's not smart enough, even though she's supposed to be a princess and learned, like, day in and day out, like, how to survive. And she's very trusting to, like, this one dude that she just met. Like,
just met. But he's, but, you know, blue eyes, blonde hair. So how could you not trust him?
And I guess he doesn't make a move until the end of the movie, which...
He doesn't, yeah.
Doesn't make, like, I don't know how
you're not... But hang on. The orcs don't make a move either until she
kind of
does her little show, right?
Yeah. Strangely, this movie isn't as rapey as it should be. Like, that's...
I thought for sure. You know what? You're absolutely right.
It should be.
You're absolutely right. And I was actually happy that it wasn't rapey because obviously you don't want to see rapey, but I was like, this is a setup for the most rape I've ever seen in my life. And there wasn't. So I was like, okay. Like,
there's that first, like, kill scene where the orcs are taking down, like, Lauren's tribe and they find a blonde hair girl and they keep brushing her hair away from her eyes. And I was like, oh, this is going to go bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't. And I'm like, huh.
What was the point of showing that?
I don't know if they're just because they were looking for a girl, right? Like, they have their orders to find this girl.
I see. So they're just
they're brushing away, like, they're trying to figure out if it's her. Then they find Tigra, who's like DTF, I guess. I don't know how to describe how wrong, like, the amount of standards and practices that she did not meet, like, and pass through, like, somebody's hands, because she wouldn't have made it to TV screens by today's standards. I don't want to say she was wanting it, but, like, she's just, like, she's in a complete different movie than everybody else is.
Yes.
Everyone else is fighting for survival. She's like, it's cold. I'm hungry.
It's she's like, she's literally like a prima donna, like, from the 80s, transported back to the Ice Age.
She's Paris Hilton if Paris Hilton was stuck in fucking fire and ice. And she's like, this is boring. I'm going back to sleep. And I was like, what? How are you not dead?
I'll tell you what, though. That boy Necron ain't no simp.
Well, he's killing it.
Ain't no simp. Because they bring her. Remember, they kidnap her. The whole point is to kidnap her to give her to Necron. It doesn't. To give her to Necron to, like, be his wife. And he's kind of like, this?
Build two worlds together. I don't think Necron likes women.
I don't think so either. I think that's the deeper layer.
Sure. So, like, there's themes that you're touching on, but, like, you're more like laughing at them. Mm-hmm. And then there's things that just randomly happen, like when a giant iguana, like,
just
shoots out of the puddle and just goes on a rampage and killing everybody. I didn't get it, but it was my favorite part. It's like, this makes no sense. And he's just mauling everybody, and then he decides to eat one of them after he kills it and just walks off. It's like, I guess this is his world. And I would have been more impressed if I hadn't seen Primal do it so much better of the stakes of, like, this world is constantly in danger. This one was just like, hey, man, like, don't go left. Because, like, randomly. Like, go release the birds, and the crazy dragon birds are pterodactyls. Like, what's happening in this movie?
And you mentioned the Kraken, dude. Like, there's no point in that. There's absolutely no, like, it just shows up.
Yo, he's dead. Then, there's no way he survives that. He lost his last bubbles, and he's still trying to stab his way out, and he's at the bottom level of the floor.
Yeah.
So, based on physics and science, the lower you go, the pressure. Like, it would have crushed his skull, but he picks up a bone and then stabs his eye and then swims up. Like, yo, you don't have enough air. I've played Mario enough to drown him so many times. You have no frog suit, like, no bubbles. Like, no, you're not Sonic on a little well to get a bubble. Like, no. But.
And the whole redhead side quest?
She was weird. And then, like,
homoerotic stuff. Like, and then
up in smoke. Yep. But the reveal of, like, her son coming back, like, Nog Og Og.
Yeah.
I laughed. Then,
yeah.
So there's, I can see how this was trying to be in the same scale as Conan the Barbarian, which was years before.
Yeah, I think they're trying. Well, when was Conan?
Like, isn't that like an early 80s movie?
This is it. Well, this is early 80s, but I'm not sure what Conan is.
I want to say like 79, but I'll do that.
You're probably right, because I feel like Conan's like super, super old. Because when Schwarzenegger did the live action, that was...
1982, so the year before.
Yeah,
so
year before.
I'm saying direct ripoff, because Conan knew how to do it with people. And there's no dialogue. There's very little dialogue other than the voiceover in that movie. But he's just a presence and a man who just has to fight his way
Yeah.
To like save this girl. And so
that seems more interesting than this.
Well, that is more interesting than this.
So did you notice how and then this is?
Oh my gosh.
Because let me break it down. Like I wrote it down. This is okay. She being Tigra, okay? Yep. She's kidnapped and then she escapes. And then she's kidnapped, and then there's a kraken. And then she's kidnapped, and then there's a panther hat guy, and then there's a redhead, and then she's kidnapped, and then there's a pterodactyls, and then Necron laughs, and then it's over.
And I'd be all right with that if she like understood the stakes. But at a certain point, she's just like, when she gets rescued kind of with Liam for like the first time, she's like, I'm just going to walk back south. And he's like, what south? Home.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm going south too. It's like, this is the dialogue? Like, life is dialogue. Are you not concerned? Like, she gets thrown in a pit with like her brother's body too. And she's like, oh, we got to get out of here. Do you not like your brother?
Dialogue's brutal in this. Brutal.
I would rather no dialogue and just have the reaction. Like, I feel like that would have been more of a statement, especially of how beautiful this looks in some areas.
I think you're onto something there. Like, no dialogue, whatever. Yeah. Just have Necron, like, not talking.
The grunts. He'd
probably be more intimidating.
The grunts, and then, like, one of your hero gets, like, the final line of, like, freedom. Or, like, that's what they learn coming out of this. Like, how to talk. How to take it to the next level.
Right? You know what has no dialogue except to the very ending?
Conan the Barbarian?
Primal. It's like you can see like I know those were like literally decades apart, but still it's one had the right idea.
But know your material, especially if you're stealing this from Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
Like, and none of these dudes like seem like they are in tune with their environment, other than they're like their tools. Although like what's his name? Dark Wolf has the best axe, but none of these guys build better spears and knives than what you think their intelligence can handle. But they're running around in like boots and like loincloth and like a necklace. Nobody's like, I could use elbow pads or gloves.
Hey, or maybe pants. something warm.
I discovered jorts, like pelts. Like, this dude's killing dark wolves left and right and doesn't think like, I'm going to hollow it out and put his carcass over my body for warmth.
Yeah.
Like, they literally fall asleep next to a fire, like straight down. Yeah. Like, they don't put anything to cover. Like, they just huddle next to each other, Lauren and Tigra. And she's just wearing like a purple like string bikini the whole time. Like, that was a frustrating for me. Like, she's not even a smart princess.
No, she was annoying. There was no, that's the thing too. None of these characters were likable, except like you said,
Dark Wolf.
Dark Wolf was cool, but he had no purpose. Like, well, he had purpose, but he had like no motivation. Like, he's like, he just pop up and then do some stuff and then be gone and pop up and do some
like,
stuff.
Like, Necron as a villain is like, I want all ice. Like, do you?
Yeah.
He's not even a good Mr. Freeze.
No, he's not.
His mother's just like, you should marry somebody. He's like, but I'm a god. He's like,
I don't want to. Yeah.
And then it ends with like, basically his opposition pulling switches and they're like, okay, volcano. It's like, what?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
it just ends with like fires here. What? What? Huh? And then Tigra and like Larn go kiss out on top of a cliff. And here's the thing about Dark Wolf. No motivation, but constantly on the highest peak to watch everything that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like doesn't make sense. Like, what do you care?
He's not even a good Batman. He's playing Batman, but he's not a good one. Like, he's not a vigilante. He's not like honoring the deaths of his family or his tribe. He's not trying to like get in good with the police. He doesn't want the girl.
He is playing Batman. So that's a good way to say it. He is playing Batman. Yeah.
But he's not a good Batman. Like, no. Batman is like, okay, I won't murder. He's like, no, I'm murdering. He's like, okay, like, I want justice. It's like, I don't care about justice. Like, anyone can get it. He's not about like truth and honor. He's like, go save girls. Like, I'm killing. I'm like, what?
Why are you helping these people? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because self.
Panther head. Like,
so, we rate these.
Do we rate these?
At a six bottle caps. One being, sorry, guys, zero being the worst, and six being the best. Because one. That's it's, for the art.
It's getting two. One because I laughed. And
did
two.
Did you laugh? I laughed at the iguana.
Just the preposterous of like, you tried to make a story out of here and you just completely shot over the story that you had. And two, I know we're going to find a way to circle back and do something more that's Fire and Ice.
Oh, there's comic books.
Yes. There's so, like, books. I have to give it another one because I'm going to end up having to watch this again. When we do, listen, this movie is perfect for if you have friends and you like doing voiceover work.
Oh, you could easily voice this over, yeah.
Pull the audio out and bring some life to these characters, because the one thing they're missing is life and personality. Things happen, but there should be a lot of openings for you to question, like, why did that just happen? Like, there'd be a character be like, why did that place burn down and then the skeleton start to talk to me when I walk by it? What's happening here? Like, so...
Where did that lizard come from?
He was so big. Why did lizards get so big? He was huge.
eats one guy.
You have to see it. A trailer won't satisfy what this movie is. Watch it. Watch it with friends. Do not take it seriously.
Was it a hard watch for you? It was hard for me.
It like I said, it could have been a 45-minute movie. They spent so much time with like the art of rotoscoping, like, look what we can do. And you'll see this guy run from the edge of the pond all the way to the deep lush forest. And like the amount of climbing.
Yeah,
I have to see everybody climb up. Everyone has to touch the same button. I was like, I don't need all of this. Like, this is where I need an editor to be like, cut, cut, cut. Here's the action. So like that annoyed the shit out of me, and that slowed down the movie. But once you get into the world, you're just trying to figure out like what giant other monster is should kill them or how this ends.
Because I thought it was cool the first, like, I guess maybe like 12 minutes. I was like, this is kind of cool. But then when she started doing the on the bed with Greg spread, I was like, this is stupid.
It's not even the first 12 minutes. First 3 minutes is like man ass and like the dude, the He-Man, like the Prince Adam shit. So like that threw me off. The middle where like you don't know what's going on, but there's a girl and everyone's going after the girl. That's kind of good. There's interesting stuff happening.
Yeah. Right?
There's sense. There's a hierarchy. Like the orcs, like they don't like each other. There's infighting. There's that cool magic thing when they had to summon like their boss to be like, oh, you did me wrong. And like, she takes out one of them. Like there's cool stuff in it, but it's all nonsensical. Like
it's not a movie.
The last scene doesn't make sense to the scene before it.
No.
And it doesn't add to the scene that's happening. And all of a sudden you'll get Dark Wolf, which kind of my MVP.
And you'll be like, that guy's cool. And then you won't see him for a while. And then,
Like this is where I would love Family Guy to parody. Just so they would have like Dark Wolf saying something dumb and be like, oh, my cookies are done and run away. Like someone needs to fill in the gaps with the lack of personality and voiceover and script that's happening here. But it looks you'll never see anything like this, because this became kind of the style for a little bit. Like I remember Hobbit was this style of movie, where they rotoscoped, and they I think the mid 80s to like before like the 90s kicked in and like Disney really took over. This is what they were trying, and it was super interesting. Like Heavy Metal has like taste of this, but like then there's a story, and like that was like the first R-rated sort of animation style. So maybe we'll stay on this lane of rotoscoping.
You want to do more rotoscoping? We can.
It's hard for me to like completely boo this down. There's so much interesting stuff to it. That's why it gets two bottle caps. But it's not a good movie. It's terrible.
No, that's why I was hard on it, because it's just not. It looks really cool, but it didn't know what it was. It was like let's I don't know. It just didn't.
And you feel that 81 minutes, and 81 minutes is long.
You shouldn't, but you do.
You do. Like, imagine this with, like, a kick-ass soundtrack. Like, if they played, Pink Floyd in the background, or...
Yeah, something trippy, yeah.
Or Led Zeppelin.
Or anything.
Guns N' Roses.
Or anything.
G-Unit. Like, something just to, like, shake it up and, like, build the world in. Yeah. But it's almost like... someone that's concussed, you know, they're a person, but like they're not home right now.
Yeah. The engine's running, but nobody's behind the wheel.
And if it's fucking Tigra, like you guys are gonna crash.
Oh, she's she's...
I'm hungry. It's getting cold now.
Do you come with the car? Oh, you. That's exactly what it is. Do you come with the car? Oh, you.
Oh God, this is not good.
No,
we should audio commentary this.
Fire and not nice.
That wasn't bad.